Jury selection begins today in Chicago for a man who once presided over one of the world's largest media empires. Canadian-born Conrad Black and three other former executives of Hollinger International are accused of stealing more than $80 million from shareholders. At one time, Black's conglomerate owned hundreds of newspapers, including London's Daily Telegraph and the Chicago Sun-Times. Diantha Parker of Chicago Public Radio reports.
Conrad Black isn't nearly as famous or unpopular in the U.S. as he is in his native Canada, where he has the kind of outsized conservative media baron image that Rupert Murdoch has here. Black lost even more sympathy up north when he renounced his Canadian citizenship to sit in Britain's House of Lords. He named himself Lord Black of Cross Harbor after the tube station closest to his London paper, the Daily Telegraph. But his company, Hollinger International, was based in Chicago, which is why Black is being tried here, also the home base of one of the nation's busiest prosecutors. U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald indicted Black in 2005.
All in all, what has happened here has been the grossest abuse by officers and directors and insiders. They decided to line their pockets, they told lies, and when those became apparent, they told further lies.
The indictment alleges that Black and others just kept the money from non-compete payments it got when it sold newspapers. Those are fees buyers paid Hollinger so it wouldn't start rival publications. Prosecutors charge that Black hid the cash from Hollinger officials and shareholders, using it to fund a lavish lifestyle, including $40,000 for his wife's birthday party. The 14 counts include money laundering, mail and tax fraud, racketeering, and obstruction of justice. Black's Canadian attorney, Edward Greenspan, had to get special permission from the American courts to defend his client here. And he says the U.S. prosecutors have it all wrong.
They're saying the audit committee didn't approve it. We're saying they did. They're saying the board didn't approve it. We say they did. We say there are filings in the Securities and Exchange Commission. And we say that these were all proper.
Greenspan will need to explain why Hollinger prospered while its newspapers did not. The Chicago Sun-Times weathered a circulation inflation scandal and deep cost-cutting under former publisher David Radler, Black's partner of more than 30 years. Radler has pleaded guilty to fraud and has agreed to testify against Black. Greenspan complains that Conrad Black has already been convicted by the press, some of which has covered his troubles with considerable chop-licking. And it must be said that when Conrad Black appears in Chicago, reporters act the way they do in the movies. Shortly after the arraignment, cameramen almost knocked Black's Chicago attorney, Edward Jensen, off the motorized scooter he uses to get around.
You understand that? One of those cameras get in my face, I swear I break it. So stop this crap.
Okay, Lord Black, your reaction to the charges?
We're going.
Courthouse marshals are expecting more than 300 out-of-town reporters to cover the trial. And those in the rank and file of newspapers Black owned will be watching closely. There was a period when it looked like Black and Radler planned to let the Sun-Times go under. Yet even Black's detractors concede that he invigorated the Canadian press by creating the conservative National Post as a foil for the long-established Globe and Mail. Prosecutors say they don't plan to dispute that. What they do want to know is what happened to the $53 million non-compete payment Black's company received when the National Post and other newspapers were sold. For NPR News, I'm Diantha Parker in Chicago.